YouTube. I will be going off of the YouTube in 3, 2, 1. If anyone's listening, we're going to end that stream. The recording is off. Okay, there we go. Show successfully mounted. Yeah, I don't know what I was going to say. Let's see what the old chat room is saying here. Felons who'd served their sentences were supposed to be able to vote in Florida, but exceptional Florida government found a way around that bit of fairness. Poodle doesn't like the death phone. He's being respectful of his co-host. Their friend had a white leather seat. Yes. Well, Kathy Marshall, you listen to Big Fatty, don't you? It was either today or I think it was yesterday. The friend had a white, it was a brand new car with a white leather seat. And he farted and sharted, and apparently the seat had a yellow stain when he got up. And he went to the bathroom of a gas station, and then, I'm telling you the shart story then. Sorry. Goes in. I don't remember who it was. Might have been DJ Ron, but I can't remember.
Off?
I can't
who? Remember who it was. No, it was...
Recording stopped.
The one with the seats. Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, the white leather seat. And I would die. I would be so embarrassed. But anyway, I don't have anything like that. Again,
you're young, Adam. You're young. Trust me. You'll eventually have a short story.
I mean, I don't think I'm young anymore. I'm 45 years old, but yes, I assume maybe one day. And it, like I said, it's not that I haven't had a little slip and it was a little moist or whatever and I had to go tidy, but nothing has like explosively like come out and run down my leg and like all this, or at least that I can remember.
Kathy Marshall says it was Midwest Matt. Wait, was that, but no, that's it, that's the
it
guy
was
that
not
died.
Midwest. Yeah. No, it wasn't Midwest Matt. By the way, which one of them came to live events? Was it Mark or Matt?
Oh, Mark, using Mark.
So it was Mark that we all met and hung out with, and he's still alive. Matt, we may have met once, but didn't hang out as much or
sure.
something.
Sure.
Mark is the one that was at more than one event.
Yeah. Musing Mark was at more than one. Yes.
Okay.
That's all I know. I didn't know that Midwest Matt was Musing Mark's brother. Could be a Von shits his pants during a Pokemon walkabout. Yeah. You know, what was it? There was something in one of these transcripts or recordings this week where Trump, like the phrase Donald Von shits his pants or something had to be put into the, let's see, Von shits.
By the way, I don't know if anyone clicked on it, but Mark sent me an Instagram thing that I thought was so funny. And of course I opened it while we were recording, but it's me trying to hit my daily steps. And it's just an image. No, you need to click on the actual Instagram link.
Yeah.
And then
are you putting it somewhere? Where are you putting it?
It's in the chat room.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not.
Earlier. It is earlier.
Oh, earlier. When was it? When was it? The Instagram reel, you trying to get your 10,000 steps?
Yeah, and it's a bird like running around. It's so funny. I found it funny because when I haven't gotten all my steps, I literally like walk around the island over and over and over again at night. Like, oh my God, it's almost midnight. Got to finish my steps. Mark sent that to me.
Here's the thing.
Because I do that.
I ran my three races. And like I told you on my 10 miler, Zach filmed me at the start. Why is my video... What's going on? Like, is there a connection? Are you uploading a file or am I uploading a file? What's that? I wonder what's because it
on what?
Everything.
Nothing,
I don't know. Everything seems very
me.
Choppy. I'm wondering if it's me stopping the recording, if it's doing something in the background.
I nothing. Am I breaking weird up? On my, no, okay, not good. On my side.
Then we'll, all right, then we're good. So Zach filmed me starting the race, like he was in the starting bleachers as I came across the start line, right on the other side of the start line. He saw me again and filmed me again when I was at the bus stop at Epcot, so mile 8. And then he filmed me at the finish line, mile 10.
Yeah.
And I saw him each time and I waved at him and whatever. But when he shared those videos with me, I swear to God, I just looked like an old, confused man running, looking around, going, what? What? Oh, hey! And it was like, I was so not the image that I had of what was actually happening. You know what I'm saying? It's like, the image of what happened is I'm running this race and oh, there you are. Hey, how you doing? Whatever. It's like, but I'm like, I'm not even running, Adam. I'm just shuffling. I'm just shuffling quickly like an old, confused man looking around like...
Before long, you're going to be going to the senior size classes.
Going to those senior size classes. We don't have to talk about... Fatty doesn't listen to
level. Do you think... No, I know, but this is perfect. Do you think that those senior size classes are the ones where they do the entire workout from a chair?
Oh, I mean, you mean like Lillian Yoga and you?
Like where they all just sit in a chair and do all the exercises from that, you know, or like the pool where they all use the pool noodles.
Oh, yeah, the pool noodle. Big Fatty out there with his nose plug and a pool noodle and a bunch like of old ladies.
A swimming cap with like, you know, the flowers on it or whatever. There.
Can we get a picture of that? Can we get a picture of an old man in a swimming cap doing exercises in a pool with a pool noodle?
Give me.
Who are you using? What are you using?
ChatGPT.
Okay, I'll go to Midjourney. I still have Midjourney.
Let me go to Midjourney. In a pool, wearing a flowery swimming cap. And using a pool noodle. That's very specific. Let's see. Oh.
I'm sorry. I can't do that.
No, mine said our systems have detected unusual activity from your device. Please. I don't know.
All right. So what was your prompt? What was your prompt?
Give me an image of an old man in a pool wearing a flowery swimming cap and using a pool noodle. here it is. No, this guy has the right amount of fingers. I think those have gotten better over time.
All right. Let me get back over there. What was that?
Oh, that was some voicemail.
Posted the picture?
I'm working on it.
Oh, you're working on it.
It's not finding.
You gotta request 7 fingers, yeah.
They're better at the fingers now, so where did it go? Where did it save that? Oh, here it is. It's not sorted correctly. That's there it is, right there. It's
I'm laughing at mine. Hold on, let me get you mine.
Old man, I mean that's what I asked for.
Let me get you.
I don't think it would know. I don't know if it would know Big Fatty. So if I said, give me a picture of Big Fatty, and there are websites where you can give it a sample photo to start with, and then you're like, hey, use this as the.
Yeah, you can do
that. Kathy Marshall really hates AI, Daniel. Like when we bring up AI, it is like, you're going to really love it when they start plagiarizing your podcast.
I have it right there. Oh, there's Big Fatty. Big Fatty in the middle of senior size.
That is at senior size. And look, he's the guy in the middle with all the eligible young women around
that's
him.
Right.
You know?
And the man behind him. Look at that. He's got a gentleman right behind him. Or is that a woman?
That's a man. That's a woman.
Are those moobs? Are those boobs?
No, that's a woman. That is a woman.
Uh-huh. feel like that's the money shot right there.
Yeah.
Because you forgot. You left out.
There is no pool noodle and there is no...
I didn't ask for a pool noodle. My
I thought you were going to do a similar prompt.
Similar, but not exact. Yeah. Mine was an old man in a pool wearing a swimming cap and doing water aerobics with a bunch of old women.
I wonder. Hold on. I want to try it.
This one is remotely terrifying. Let me share it with you here. Oh dear God.
I'm going to say
this is terrifying.
Can you?
This is one of those. You should go to the BFO today at 3 o'clock to see the picture. Look at this.
Oh,
just look at the woman's face. No, forget about his skin folds and his weird thing.
Did he just have some kind of bariatric surgery? I mean, what's that surgery where you lose a bunch of weight really fast?
But look at the woman over his left shoulder. Look at her face with the weird mouth.
Looks like a demon in Supernatural, like one of those where they would, you know, open their mouth and they have fangs kind of thing.
Okay. For those of you listening on Level 13, these pictures are long since gone, but they're just pictures. There's pictures.
Yeah, they're just
they're pictures of an old man doing aerobics in his pools. I know I put some other things over here. Oh, have you? Let me do this one first. So our friend of the show, Tim in Alaska, heard us clearly talking about how Sweeney Todd was very discordant, and I didn't care for it at all. But you liked it. He sent us this recording of a dress rehearsal of La Traviata.
Welcome to the Anchorage Opera's production.
I'm sure that's at Tim's house, because you know they do operas and things at Tim's house, because in Alaska they don't have theaters.
This looks very much like, there's a stage and an orchestra, and I don't think that's in Tim's house. Oh. I don't think
they do. They do operas at Tim's house.
Okay.
Thank you.
See you here and we're thrilled.
Let me get to. Oh my God, they haven't even opened the curtains yet. It's 10 minutes in and they haven't opened the curtain. I could not do that. Now, in this, I should point out that it is super titled in English. So above the stage, there is a words of what they're singing.
Okay.
So yeah, you could read along.
They put captioning or whatever, closed captioning. Yeah.
But yeah,
a lot of times Mark and I put closed captioning on TV shows now just because we're like,
Oh, there you go. No, Tim says that it wasn't at his house. He is confirming that there is not an orchestra pit in his house. That was indeed. You must have an enormous house because some of those performers are very fat.
So I asked ChatGPT I uploaded a picture of Fatty.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I said, give me someone who looks like this man.
Okay.
And this is what it thought. And I don't know if it can do this. This may be a capability that it doesn't have, but it told me this is resembling the photo that you uploaded. So I don't know. But this is the photo. This is what they thought.
I mean, he has his mouth. He has the big fatty mouth shape there.
Yeah. So that was.
I feel like you would have to give it a lot of pictures of Fatty. Like, hey, here's
maybe
10 pictures of Fatty in different poses.
There are websites where you can do that, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, I mean, you can also do it with Stable Diffusion.
Yeah.
The water in the background looks like soup. Actually, no, the water in the background looks more like not water. It looks more like reflective plastic or something. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that, Gen AI, a lot of the discussion is around photos and videos that it can make and things like that. But when you get down to, you know, what are the things that will help me in my day-to-day life, right? So one of the things that I'm just now starting to play with is a D&D chatbot. So on ChatGPT, I've created a chatbot that knows all of the rules of D&D, that has all of the information about the campaign that we're currently running on and all its settings, and the other player characters and the NPCs that we know that we've run into, and you know their characteristics and things. And it knows what spells I have and what abilities I have, and then I can ask it, like, okay, this is happening right now. What would be my best course of action? And it's made some decent suggestions about spell combinations and action combinations to do or whatnot. But that's like one of those things. It's like, oh, that's kind of cool. It knows all of the, the rules of the game and whatnot. Like one of the things you can do is you could be like, okay, I'm looking at this wall, trying to figure out whether it contains a clue, you know, if there's a puzzle in this or not. Is that an investigation role or is that a perception role? And it actually digs in through the rules and, you know, and it'll say like, oh, no, that, you know, perception is something that you can see or whatever, but if you're trying to figure something out, that's an investigation role. You know, it's like, so it's, you know, it can settle some of those rule arguments.
I've never played D&D.
I know you've never played D&D.
I haven't. I would probably, well, having to act stuff out is not my cup of tea. Like, I don't want to have to act as part of like, whatever. But I mean, the Munchkin was fun, but I don't want to be like, I'm a bard. Now I have to sing. Yo, ho, ho, you know, we're going on. I don't want to do that. But I'm into fantasy and like reading that kind of stuff and all that. And but I don't want to role play. Like, I don't have to act like
I'm trying to figure out
the old magician or whatever.
If Tim in Alaska's, did they bring the harpsichord or is that your harpsichord, Tim in Alaska?
I think they, I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm sure he'll tell us.
I mean, because I see a grand piano in another picture. It belongs to the Anchorage Festival of Music, but it lives at our house. Oh, okay. You just hold on to their harpsichord for them. Is it okay if we like leave our harpsichord at your house?
So that behind that big huge window is where we had our
I've seen a photo. Yeah, I've seen a photo.
And it was, we had dinner at like midnight, and it was just bright.
It's almost as if they call it the land of the midnight sun.
Almost.
Yeah.
Could be.
Oh, I see. So this picture with the people sitting in there is that same room, but when it's cleared out and they put chairs in there.
Yep. They clear it out. They put in some chairs. There's a balcony for the people who paid extra. Balcony
view. That looks like where the picture is being taken from. It's from the balcony. Yeah.
It's the opera box. Yeah. It's the box seats. So, you know, if you're...
What does he do with all the couches and stuff?
I don't know. I don't know. Well, actually, now I'm trying to think, because there's a downstairs that has couches, but that's the upstairs. I mean, that's the main floor.
Oh, they go into the garage and his parking space. I see. Yeah, all right. So it's one thing to have a house where you can bring in, you know, like 50 chairs and have 50 people there. Where do they park? Like in my neighborhood, I don't know where I would park. You know, assuming that there's two people to a car.
They just live in a normal neighborhood.
25, where would you park 25 cars?
And the roads in your neighborhood are tiny. You have the tiniest roads I have ever seen in your neighborhood. Yeah, they're like the size of sidewalks or something.
What are you talking about?
I felt like your roads were small.
Really?
In your neighborhood.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
Because compared to our old neighborhood, these are like expansive. It's like our old neighborhood was really a two-lane, you know, like when people parked on the road, it made
I was driving a tank, so maybe that had something to do with it.
That might have had something
literally
to do with
driving
it,
yeah. The largest truck that they had.
All right, first of all, you were driving a Ford F-150 XLT, which an extended cab. Which is the same length of mine, and it's basically the same body style. It's just the only thing different is that mine has all the bells and whistles, right? So mine has the built-in air conditioning in the seats, and you know the leather and all that stuff.
We're not comparing.
No, I'm just saying what I'm trying to say is the exact same size as my truck. It wasn't like bigger than my, it was the same size as my truck. So yeah.
Well, you told me it was bigger. You said, are you trying to outdo me with the size of your truck? I mean, I didn't compare them. I didn't get out a ruler, but you said that.
I know, but they're the same size, but yeah. Yeah. And I had to wedge it into a fucking hotel parking lot every day this week. It's not fun.
I feel like parking spaces are going the same way that airline seats are going. Parking spaces are getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's that, or I know I've seen pictures of like what a pickup truck looked like in 1990 compared to what a pickup truck looks like today.
I mean, it's like maybe trucks
are getting way bigger. It's like cars are getting ridiculously bigger. Have you ever heard of, I'm pivoting, Adam. Have you ever heard of a YouTube channel called Good Liars?
No.
So I believe they do a podcast.
Hey, we're the Good Liars.
The Good Liars.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Let's
the Good Liars.
Good Liars. What are you talking about?
And for years, we've been traveling the country, going to various political events, and we have seen some truly unbelievable things.
More people are killed with hammers every year than guns.
But here's something that's totally believable. We're starting a podcast.
I'm not sure I follow.
I'm just saying that.
All right. So but they're kind of famous on TikTok and on YouTube for these, like, they'll go to like a Trump rally and they'll interview people.
Oh, those make me uncomfortable. Okay.
And I wanted to play this little bit here for you. Let me find the person.
It's like those man on the street sort of things where they're trying to make people look dumb.
Yeah.
And they make my skin crawl.
But these people like, literally are dumb though. I mean,
but they still make my skin crawl, but yeah.
Like here's the aforementioned Storm. Let me get to the Storm lady here. Yes, hello, Barley. Barley is very upset at me because I was gone this week, and now I'm here. And so here we go. Here's the QAnon.
The VP now or will be? Absolutely. Do you feel that he will be in 2024 or?
Way before that. It's happening now.
It is 2024 now, but you mean before the election?
Oh, absolutely. There won't be an election.
You don't feel there will be an election at all in 2024?
Probably not.
What's going to happen?
Watch and see. We're in the storm right now. This is part of the storm.
Enjoy. But what's actually going to happen that would cause?
You'll see. It's part of the storm.
Okay, but
when you know, you know. Where we go one, we go all.
What would it actually look like if you were JFK Jr. were to become vice president? What would that look like?
It's going to be the best thing ever.
But Alex Jones just literally said I was drinking.
Yeah, these people are like insane.
What do they mean there's not going to be an election? Are they saying they're going to forcefully take over the White House or something?
You just wait and see.
It's just not going to be.
You just wait and see. You just wait and see, Adam. That's all they ever do.
I don't get it.
If you know, you know. Where we go one, we go all.
I mean, is there some secret club, Daniel, that I'm not aware of, and they all know something big that we don't know?
Do you honestly think these people are smart enough to have a secret club where they would hold things?
No, I don't. But do they think there's some secret club?
Yes, of course they think. Of course they think there's a secret club, but they don't know what the secrets are.
Is it the room next door to the room in the pizza place where the pedophiles are molesting the children? Is that, I mean, it's a secret kind of...
Kathy Marshall has it. They live in a secret universe with its own information
source. Well, they do have their own information sources. That is absolutely true.
These people are fucking insane. And it's... again, I feel like that Ron DeSantis thing this week just really just like pushed me over the edge again. It's just like, in what universe is banning lab-grown meat like a priority or something that anyone gives a shit about? It's just like, we're taking animal cells and multiplying them. You're muted. I can't hear what you just said.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Wow. Zoom, for some reason, said it couldn't recognize my microphone. I don't know. Are there a lot of cattle farmers in Florida? Because, like, what would... Because you would think a politician would do that because they're trying to, you know, their base or whatever. They're trying to appeal to their base. Yeah. But I would feel like the only people who would give a shit about lab-grown meat would be maybe cattle farmers.
They're in this place where the lab-grown meat is a way for the government to control you. But all it is like taking animal cells and growing them in a lab as opposed to like killing an animal and eating its cells, right? It's like, the problem is that the more animals that we need for meat, the more things that, you know, they have to eat pasture. They have to have pasture land. They have to eat and then they poop
and
it out.
And they fart a lot. Yeah. And then we get,
it's just,
know,
it's, and we have to
warming.
Feed and water them and stuff like that, as opposed to growing cells for the exact meat that we want, like muscle cells. Like, let's grow muscle cells, cow muscle cells. Let's grow those. And the only nutrients we're going to give them are exactly what they need to grow. We're not overfeeding them. We're not underfeeding them. There's no, you know, whatever. My point is that what's the difference? Like one of these things that my dad told me a long time ago has stuck with me. So this is wisdom, Adam. This is ancient wisdom. Is that everything is made of chemicals. Everything is made of chemicals.
Yeah,
you know, it's important.
Correct.
You know, it's important because like a preacher, I repeated it. But let me tell you, Adam, and here's the part that stuck with me from my dad. Your body doesn't know the difference between chemicals that were naturally formed and chemicals that were made in a lab. It's like your body does not know that chemicals are the base composition of everything. And your body does not know the difference between this chemical that was made artificially by like some kind of chemical reaction or this one that was part of, you know, a cow growing up. It's like your body treats those chemicals identical because those chemicals are identical, right? So this whole concept of, oh, I don't want things with a bunch of chemicals in it. It's like that everything has chemicals. Everything is a chemical. So it's like, you know, that is a silly thing to say. Because everything has chemicals in it. What you're saying is, I don't want artificially produced chemicals. I want naturally occurring chemicals. And your body honestly doesn't know the difference between the two. Your taste buds may, but...
Right. And the thing that, unrelated to lab-grown meat specifically, but I was watching a YouTube video about GMO.
Yeah.
That Dr. Mike did.
Yes.
And I've always thought, like, what is people's deal with GMO? Because it literally, like, way back in the day,
yeah,
they used to take plants and like splice them together,
yeah,
to get a new, you know, So, I mean, this is all they're doing.
Yeah, this, if you remember back in your high school science class when you learned about the P guy, right? The guy that figured out, like, genomes and, not genome, but the chromosomes and stuff because he, like, bred peas. He's like, oh, this is a dominant trait and this is a recessive trait because the peas that have the two are a dominant, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, people have been genetically modifying things naturally for years. Right, that's survival of the fittest. That is genetically genetic modification.
Do we think ears of corn looked back in the day like they look now? No,
but now,
back in the day,
you know,
it was just like the little kernels, one on top of the other. It was just like it looked like wheat.
But can you imagine? We can now genetically modify plants to grow in a drought zone, like to grow in a place with very little water. We can take, like, you know, this one strain of corn can grow in very little water. And we've now made that into something that we can grow in a desert and feed people, right? It's just like, and yet people are, you know, excited, you know, the Republicans feel like this is some kind of evil thing or, you know, horrible thing or whatever. It's like, no, this is solving world hunger.
There are Democrats who are really, like, health conscious or whatever.
I don't know. All right. But not GMO, wanting to eat something that's genetically modified and then vilifying the whole concept of genetically modification is two different things. It's like not wanting to eat irradiated meat.
Gwyneth Paltrow, I feel like, is probably a Democrat, but
yes,
she also,
but she's not saying let's outlaw genetically modified food.
She was when they, she was like, she, you're, this oh. was in his whole, well, then YouTube thing where she went around and, like, spoke and said, oh no, we have to get rid of the GMO, you know, fruits and vegetables. And, like, we have to, yeah, she and a bunch of other actors and actresses, like, signed a petition and, like, there was all this stuff that they did. So, yeah.
Cyclone said to Kathy Marshall, let's have a chemistry talk podcast. Might make more sense. You know, here's the thing.
Then what we're saying?
Adam purports that he loved chemistry. Chemistry was, like, his favorite topic or something in school. It's like, oh, I love chemistry.
When have I purported
to
that?
Love? Oh, you love chemistry.
Okay, I enjoyed chemistry, but it's not like I'm a chemist.
No, I'm just saying but when I was talking about the thing that my dad told me about chemicals, you were so bored. You were like Donald Trump. You were, like, falling asleep in court.
I was not falling asleep.
You were just like...
I was listening. I was involved in the conversation. I even talked about GMOs.
Once I played a video clip of you talking about GMOs, suddenly you were very attentive.
It was all live. I did it live.
My favorite thing about this lady... this QAnon lady. Let me get to the segment. So listen to the beginning part.
Kind of a somber conversation there.
Not that.
JFK Jr. is the VP now or will be?
He will be.
Do you feel that he will be in 2024 or?
Way before that.
We're already in 2024. This was recorded like 5 days ago. It's like, oh, in 2024? Oh, way before that. It's like.
But wait, JFK Jr. is dead.
No, not according to QAnon, Adam. Okay. Adam is part of the storm. It's part
he
of the storm.
In 1990.
Did he? Did you see a body? He was lost in a plane crash, Adam.
I don't see bodies of a lot of people.
He was lost in a
plane. I've not seen Betty White's body, but I'm pretty sure she's dead.
JFK Jr., like, he died in a plane crash, right? It's like no one, they never found the body.
What would be the purpose?
So that he can come back.
These conspiracy theorists, people like who say, like, Elvis is not dead and all this crap. I mean, what would be the point?
Yeah. So that he can come back and, I don't know.
And save them from
save
something?
Them, yeah, save the.
Please.
Yeah, people. He was piloting a small plane in the fog. Maybe he didn't die. Now, keep in mind, I'm not saying that. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Now, I was going to go on about the Kennedys, and then I realized that we were talking about
something. How old was he when he died? He was 70, 80, 90. He was 39.
Yeah. Yeah.
2009.
How old?
So he would be like 60. He'd be 60. He'd be early 60s. So I guess he'd be about the right age to be vice president.
He died in 1999. He was born in 1960. So yeah, I was born in 1967. So he'd be 7 years older than me. He'd be 64.
Yeah, so that's a good age for a VP. Okay, well, sure. Was he a Republican? I don't even know. I thought the Kennedys
were
Democrats.
No, here's the thing. Yeah, he was a Democrat. But somehow they're overlooking that. And
I'm pretty sure Kennedys are Democrats.
Okay, so. Okay, Kathy Marshall. Let's not talk about the moon landing. It was very clearly it was faked. We all know that. We all know that there were hundreds of people involved in this government cover-up, and none of them have ever talked about it.
And
in the entire time, even on their deathbeds, never said a word about it.
The earth is flat. Also,
I don't know if it was a documentary that I saw on Netflix or whether it was on YouTube or whatever, but did you see that flat earth documentary where, they were following around the flat earthers and their conference, you know, their convention. They had a conference, like a Microsoft conference, right? But it's flat earthers. And this guy was, and at the end of it, they did an experiment. And they were like, this is how they reasoned it. They're like, okay, we're going to put, what is this?
Sorry.
We're going to put,
I don't need music. I didn't realize that NASA has live webcams of space and like Earth, like right now on YouTube.
Those are all fake. Those are models. Those are just fake and they're models. But so these flat earthers, this was their reasoning.
Sorry, I'm muting it.
This is their reasoning. Yeah. We're going to put a flashlight on a 20-foot pole.
They need to zoom out a little bit. This is too big. Okay, go ahead.
We're going to put a flashlight on a 20-foot pole, and then we're going to go 2 miles down the road, and we're going to have another pole that has a little hole in it, exactly 20 feet. And because the earth is flat, that light will go straight for 2 miles and will be in the exact same spot, 20 feet, right? Because the earth is flat. And so there's footage of this, right? There's footage of these people, like they do it, they set up they're on the walkie-talkie with the people. It's like, do you have the light set up? And it's like, yes. And he's like, well, I'm not seeing it right now. I'm not seeing it. And then they actually have to like raise their pole in order to see it. And they're like, oh wow. They were basically like disproving their own theory, but refusing to understand that they were disproving their own theory. I feel like that's how these people, even when you prove to them without it's your experiment. You are the one that reasoned this out and it's not working. Yet my theory tells you why it is working. It's not even a theory that the earth is round, for fuck's sake, but it's like, this is why the earth being round, solves that problem. They can't. And these QAnon people, they're the worst. They're the craziest motherfuckers.
Yeah. I mean, that's the other thing. Those on the street kind of interviews of those people, it hurts me to hear some of the things that they say and how, like, I can't even, yeah.
You can't even.
I can't even. It hurts my brain. I don't know. I can't. Did you know that NASA has NASA Plus, a new on-demand streaming service?
I did not. Tell me about it.
Well, that's it. It offers live launch coverage, kids content, Spanish language programming, and the latest news.
I don't know that we talked about this on the show, did we?
What?
The launch. You saw a rocket launch from my house.
Oh, that's right. I did. When was it? Was it before or after we recorded?
It must have been after.
I did. I did see a launch. I it was just looked like a big fireball in the sky. Is basically what it looked like.
Now, we didn't launch a rocket, Kathy Marshall. We saw from here. We can see 39A, which is the old space shuttle launch pad. Anyway, it's directly out our front door. So, and when they do evening launches, we can see it go up. I mean, it is. Not, I mean, we would need a telescope or something to see something. Do you have a cat in your house?
No, but I think a door opened. I didn't know our door squeaked that bad. I think Mark is home, but I'm gonna go say goodnight to him real quick.
Okay.
I'll be back. You can entertain them. Maybe it wasn't.
I can't entertain. If I could entertain people, then I would have a different job. Cyclone has left. It's pretty cool to watch launches. We could see them from our house in LA. Yeah, so we're not close to the Cape. Let's see. Let me see. How far are we from the Cape? Cape Canaveral. Let me measure distance. All right. So Cape Canaveral from our house in the middle of our street. Is 65.8 miles. So we're about 65 miles from Cape Canaveral. However, the really, really cool shots that you see are done from about 2 miles away because you're not allowed to be closer than 2 miles to the launch pad. And that's where the ground shakes and shit like that. But yeah, we can see the evening launches. Can't so much see the daytime launches. I mean, we could drive over there. But, yeah. I feel like, is anyone left? I feel like Auntie Scott is off watching Charlie Chan. Gary fell asleep. Lamont Cranston fell asleep. And it's just Kathy Marshall. It's just you and me, Kathy Marshall. It's just you and me. I wonder, let me grab this here. I wonder if you know any of these people, former Microsoft person that you are. Because the keynote was given by VP of something. I'm curious if you know, but I don't remember his name. It was so weird because we also, on the night that we went to Islands of Adventure, he was on the Velocicoaster right behind us. So like he was there and he's like, these people would not leave him alone. He was like a fucking rock star or something. Let's see. Jeff Tepper. Did you know Jeff Tepper, Kathy Marshall? Jeff Tepper. He's the president of Microsoft Collaborative Apps and Platforms.
That was one of the keynote speakers?
Yeah, he was the main keynote speaker. But when we were at Islands of Adventure, he came in right behind us. So he was on the chair is right behind us. And it's like, people were like coming up to him and going, do you want to ride in the front, Jeff? You want to ride in front? We got a space up here for you. He's like, hey, Jeff, go, Jeff, cool conference. And it's just like, they wouldn't let the man have like a second to himself. He was like,
he's a celebrity.
Yeah, he's a celebrity.
Microsoft celebrity.
He was a celebrity. But Kathy Marshall's typing. She's still typing. So she's looking.
I wonder what the movie of the night is at the Auntie Scott household.
Oh, it's probably like Charlie Chan fucks a black person.
Charlie Chan number 1,374. They surely can't still be on Charlie Chan. They have to have worked through all the Charlie
Chan. Who was our closing? It's not called the keynote at the end. What's that called?
The closing?
It's ice cream break.
I think it's just called the closing or the closing remarks, the closing.
Yeah, closing. It's not even listed here on the thing. Thursday.
Do they do this? A lot of the conferences I've been to.
No, it's called a keynote. Closing now, maybe, keynote.
Now, maybe Microsoft doesn't do this because this is Microsoft's conference. And so, but when I've gone to conferences where they have sponsors.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Microsoft has sponsors for their conferences.
Yes, many sponsors.
Okay, they do. Okay. So they have like a hall, where all the sponsors set up.
And yeah. these are some of the sponsors.
And they have giveaways.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
usually the last thing they do before they shut it down is they give away like the drones.
Yeah,
and the iPads. They won't give away iPads at a Microsoft conference.
But they were. There was a drone one. There was a Google Home one. There was like another one for some Microsoft Surface or something like that. But because your credentials on your lanyard had a barcode on it, all they did was at lunch is like, you want to enter our drawing, and they would just take a picture of your barcode. Or of your QR code. And you were entered into the drawing. I did not win any of them.
I never win stuff, so.
But one of the most maddening things about this conference is that one of Microsoft's really...
Do you have a cat?
I do, yes. Barley is down here. He's yelling at me. One of the biggest Microsoft conferences of the year is Microsoft Build, and that is happening at the end of May.
Yeah.
On that more than... What?
That one's not in Florida, though, right?
Oh, no. But one of the things that a recurring theme this week in my sessions were... We're not allowed to tell you, I don't have clearance to tell you that this is changing, but I would suggest that maybe you pay attention to the Build conference at the end of May. In other words, they were talking about setting screens or some licensing thing and just implying that it's like, yeah, this is how it is now, but it's going to change in 3 weeks. I just can't tell you that it's going to change in 3 weeks. So what are you doing?
Oh, now he's up on the desk.
Yeah, he's hitting the microphone with he's marking it.
He's actually like rubbing his face on the microphone.
He is. What are you doing, buddy? Stop it. What are you doing? He's very...
I just see a tail. Yeah. I just see a tail.
He's very annoyed that I've been gone for, I was gone for a week. I feel like I feel like he's like I'm his human. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
Like he responds to me differently than he responds to Zach, And I feel like he was actually mad at me for being gone. It's like when I came back in, because I came back to play D&D Thursday night, and when I came back on Thursday, I hadn't been here since Sunday, and he was just like, "What the fuck? Where the fuck have you been?" And you know what I'm saying? He was just like,
yeah.
He would follow me around, but he wouldn't let me touch him. He would just like be like, "How dare you?" And then today, when I came home, he was like, I fell asleep in the bed because I was just exhausted. And he came and jumped up in the bed and slept next to me. Now he's been harassing me this evening.
Well, I feel bad for Sydney because, she's now a senior dog.
Yes.
And she follows me everywhere mm-hmm. in the house. And I go up and down the stairs a lot.
Yeah.
During the day. And she follows me up and down the stairs. And I feel like, Sydney, you're going to break a hip or something.
Yeah. 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 I felt that way.
Stairs,
yeah.
So,
yeah. I felt that way about Princess too. Yeah. When she was really old. I mean, here's the fun thing. Next week is Zach's birthday. Next weekend is Zach's birthday. We have a dinner on his birthday. That was what I didn't know. Let me just check that right now. While I'm checking that, let me say that the thing that I was going to tell you is not only is it Zach's birthday, but because we were at Coronado Springs, the hotel I just checked out of, we were at Coronado Springs on his birthday last year. That was the reason that we couldn't adopt Ian and Barley until we got back from that vacation. So their 1 year adoption date is coming up in the next week and a half. So we've had the boys for a year, almost a year. They were about a year and a half old when we got them. So they're going to be about 2.5. What was I looking for?
Your maybe the time of your reservation or something?
Yeah. So let's see. I want to look at my...
Is the reservation on Friday?
I don't know. That's what I want to find out. So where's my...
What day is his birthday?
His birthday is the 11th, whatever day that is. Is that Friday?
That's Saturday.
Okay. So his... But where on Open Table is the thing that says show my upcoming...
I haven't looked at Open Table in a while, but I think it's, let's see, it's under history, I think.
Isn't that stupid? Yeah, it's under history, and then there's a section that calls upcoming. Yeah. So, yeah, Saturday, May 11th. Yeah, so we'll have a show next week. That's fine. It'll be May 10th.
Okay. Well, we never know because you're a man about town or about country sometimes.
I don't know what that means.
Well, you're always doing stuff. You're out and about.
I was just invited to a pool party on the 18th.
That's a Sunday. So we will not be doing.
That's a Saturday. But we still won't be doing a show that night. No, okay, it's a Saturday. Pool party over at Darwin and Rodin's.
Oh. Are you going?
I mean, we just got the invite today and Zach's not here, so.
Is it a naked pool party?
I don't believe so. Let me say this.
I'm trying to think if I've ever been invited to a naked pool party.
Let me say this.
Say it.
There is a ride at Typhoon Lagoon. It is called the... Misadventure Falls. In this ride, this is a water park. So at this ride, you get into a very large inner tube that will seat
very large inner tube
that will seat like four normal sized people, and you go. Now Zach and I have annual passes to the water parks, so we have been on Misadventure Falls.
And those are separate from the normal.
Yes.
Okay.
And anyway, we've been on Misadventure Falls many, many times. And we've always been in an inner tube, the two of us together. Even when it's crowded, they put the two of us in an inner tube, blah, blah, blah. We're there for the race party, for the after hours race party at Typhoon Lagoon. And we're there with Babalu and Taylor. And we're like, let's go on Misadventure Falls. And we go there. And this little twink that was loading the inner tubes was like, how many? And it was like, well, there's four of us, but we'll probably do two and two. He's like, no, you're required to have four people in a tube. And I'm like, all right, I know that's not even true because I've ridden this 1,000 times. I was ridden this ride before you were born, Sonny. And then I realized... He just wanted to see Taylor and Babalu try to fit into this inner tube. You know what I'm saying? It's like, because you have to like sit on the side and then swing your legs over and to get into the tube.
Yeah.
But when you get out of the tube, you have to like do the reverse. And Taylor and Babalu both had some difficulty getting out of the inner tube after the ride. Yeah. And I think that's all the twink wanted to see was just he wanted to see people struggling to get out of an
inner
tube.
Wouldn't they have had the same issues regardless of whether there were four or two?
No, because there's less room to swing your legs around when there's four people in there. Hmm. Anyway.
So did they have trouble?
Oh, yeah, they had trouble.
It happens. I'm trying to imagine what those are. Are they like Disney with water?
Oh, you've never been to a water park?
Not a Disney water park. I've been to water parks, but I've never been to a Disney water park. I've been like, we had a place called Wild River Country here, mm-hmm. You know, that I used to, it's no longer a thing, but we had one when I was growing up,
And yeah, I put a link in the chat room so you can see.
There's a water park in Branson, but it's small, so I don't even remember what the name of it is. But
I put a link in the old chat room there. If you scroll down to the bottom of the page, you can see the map of the water park.
Okay, so they have like the wave pool.
Yes.
They have water slides. Yep. They have
a water coaster. They have water slides.
Oh, I see Misadventure Falls there. Yeah.
So they have what they call family rides, which are like Misadventure Falls and some of the tube rides over on the Mount Doom or whatever they call that, Mount Mayday. And then they have body slides, like the storm slides, which are just, you don't need an inner tube or whatever. You just lay down and go down the things. And then they have like speed slides, which are the really tall and you know, and then they have the lazy river that goes all the way around the property, which is just a constantly circulating. You get on an inner tube and you go around the entire
lazy river. It looks like a pretty small park.
I mean, compared to a theme park, yeah. It's probably only what, like 14 acres or something?
It's very similar to any other water park I've ever been to from a map perspective. It's like the wave pools
middle. It's just heavily themed.
And then, yeah, the wave pools in the middle, and then there's some water slides around the edge, a couple of restaurant-looking things, and that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Typhoon Lagoon.
And you said there's more than one Disney water
park? Yes, there is. Blizzard Beach is the other one. So the theming is the only thing that's different. So the theming at Typhoon Lagoon is that there was this horrible typhoon that happened, and it blew all these people ashore here at this lagoon, at Typhoon Lagoon. So when you go in there, everything is themed. Like, there's surfboards that are like thrown through the middle of a tree. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the tree is growing around surfboards, and the restaurant areas that they have are like leaning over because they were blown over in the hurricane. So like they're built cockeyed or whatever, you know, it's like, so everything is just themed towards, there was a huge typhoon that happened here and this is the aftermath of it. Right. Blizzard Beach is themed after, there was a freak snowstorm that happened here in Florida and now it's melting and they've turned it into a water park. So over there, it's like this big snow-covered mountain that's melting and causing the water to do all their things.
I mean, it's not exactly the same layout.
Oh,
they
no.
They do have a...
No. Blizzard Beach is a little bit smaller, and they don't have the wave pool. They have a wave pool, but it's not big waves.
Melt-Away Bay.
Yeah.
Looks like what it's called. They do have a... floating whatever thing.
They have a lazy river. They have the storm slides. They have the tube slides. They don't have a water coaster. That's the one thing they don't have. But the thing about Blizzard Beach is to get up to the top of the mountain, you can take a ski lift. Whereas at Typhoon Lagoon, you have to climb stairs to get to the top of the mountain. Hello, Barley.
So, and you guys went to Typhoon Lagoon.
So since the pandemic,
did you go to the top of the thing at Typhoon Lagoon?
I didn't because my knee was hurting me from the race. So I had already told, like, so Taylor and Zach did the storm slides and stuff, but Babalu and I did not go up the stairs. So we just hung around the lazy river and the wave pool.
Okay. Is Babalu larger than he was when they came to Pride 48? Because I remember him being smaller than Taylor, but the way you describe it is,
I feel like Taylor has lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
So I don't think Babalu is any smaller than he was in Vegas. I think Taylor is, though.
So you don't think he's, you mean you don't think he's any larger than he was in Vegas?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. You feel like Taylor is smaller, Babalu is the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Taylor's definitely lost weight.
What are you doing?
For sure.
Why are you doing that? What is
he's like, I need attention.
He's like, it is 1 o'clock.
You were gone all week.
It is 1 o'clock. It is time for you to go to bed.
Okay.
Kathy Marshall is always a pleasure to chat with you.
Yeah, everyone else fell asleep.
I know, everyone else fell asleep.
Or something. I mean, there are still people in the chat room other than Kathy, although Cyclone did leave. Did he say goodbye?
No, he just left. Yeah. That's all right, though. We'll be back next Friday. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Friday.
I apologize that I'm eating peanut butter pretzels, but I am because I'm hungry.
Good thing Scott Sater's not listening to the live stream.
Say goodnight, Adam.
Goodnight, Adam.